This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates have more encouragement in the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. In a speech given just last year, Kavanaugh panned the companion rulings Doe v. Bolton and Roe v. Wade as examples of what is known as unenumerated rights not found in law or in courts before those rulings. Judge Kavanaugh was lauding the work of Chief Justice William Rehnquist in 1997, rejecting a right to assisted suicide. Planned Parenthood is banking on Americans staying asleep, with only 12% of Americans supporting abortion through all of pregnancy. A new ad targets states with senators considered swing votes on the confirmation of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Their goal is to compel every Democrat senator into a decidedly pro-abortion vote against Judge Kavanaugh and to get two Republicans to join that group. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other headlines, an assessment of states' laws finds that 22 states would protect unborn babies from abortion if Roe v. Wade were to fall. An editorial in Wednesday's Wall Street Journal reminded New Yorkers that the black abortion rate there exceeds its birth rate. And Brits are in for a fight for free speech outside abortion clinics. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.